Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan West with Farm Bureau. Retiring Kentucky Farm Bureau Second Vice President Fritz Gieske says prices, trade, and advocacy need to be the focus of agriculture in the future. Gieske says the prices farmers receive for the commodities definitely need to improve.
We've got a price problem. We've had great production, but you know, we can only pinch that penny so far, so we need to see some price increases.
Gieske adds trade continues to be a major concern for the future of agriculture.
We're always going to probably have some type of trade war until we get a long ways down the road, but I think we're on the verge of maybe seeing some relief there. We've got the conflict between Mexico and Canada settled, and that's coming through, and I think that's going to be great for agriculture. It came in at a great time for agriculture.
Yet, finding ways to reduce input cost is also critical.
We need to see a cycle up in our prices, and I think we'll see that. But the more we can come up with new ways, innovative ways, research and development to decrease our expenses, that helps too.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Retiring Second Vice President Fritz Gieske says Farm Bureau continues to be the best way for agriculture to share its story.
I think Farm Bureau's posed to take that and run with it. We have got to tell our story. We have got to tell the story that reaches the consumer. And they understand our trials. They understand our wants. They understand our hearts.
He adds, along with advocacy, as policy.
That comes back to grassroots, and I think we're celebrating our 100th year, kicking off our 100th year for 2019, and I think as we go into the second 100 years, advocacy is going to be so much more important, and we will have to be many voices of agriculture to come together to tell the story.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.